We're on the phone now with Coach Boswell of Lawson. They lost to Maryville in a tough one tonight, 0-32. Coach, tell me some of the things that your team did well. We'll start off on a positive note.
Well, you know, we were really in the game in the first half. We were down 12-0 at halftime, playing pretty well. Just had a tough time getting things going offensively, and a lot of that credit goes to Maryville and their defense. They've got a lot of kids, a big body, and, you know, in the second half, it eventually wore us down. We just got a little bit tired in the second half, but we did have some bright spots in the first half. Like I said, holding a team of Maryville's caliber, defending Class 3 state champions, 12 points in the first half, we thought was a real bright spot. We were pleased with the effort the boys gave tonight. We thought they fought hard, never gave up, and just didn't go our way. And like I said, a lot of that is credit to Maryville.
How do you think your team performed compared to maybe some of the practices? Do you think they were well prepared?
We felt like we were well prepared. We thought we had, you know, a pretty good game plan going in. We still felt that way, even though the score, you know, was what it was. We thought we had some things to look at offensively, defensively, and the guys, like I said, did a good job, despite the final score, of really executing that. In terms of, you know, how we came out and played and how we practiced, the boys have practiced hard. You know, it's not been easy here as of late, especially this week with the heat, battling that. And of course, it was another hot one tonight, but they played hard. All we asked them to do, and we were proud of the effort they gave tonight.
Well, Coach, we're just getting to know the team, just getting to know the players. Obviously, week one, we'll be following you throughout the season. I want to talk about some of your standout players and who you're really looking to this season.
Well, we're going to be led on offense by our quarterback. He's a senior this year, Garrett Titus. You know, he stepped in and has really done a great job. Also offensively at the X, at the wide receiver position, we have a senior there, Brady Edwards, who we're looking to hopefully do some good things for us this year as well. And up front, on the line, we've got a lot of strong seniors there as well that we're hoping to step in and play well throughout the year. So, you know, it's going to be a situation where we're going to have to kind of wait and see how things develop, because we have quite a few new starters, even though we're fairly experienced, even though we've got a lot of older kids. This is the first time a lot of them have seen action on Friday night. So, you know, that could be a tough spot for us, a tough situation early on in the season to get adjusted to what it's like to going to be playing on Fridays. But, you know, we've been impressed with the strides they've made, the progress they've made up to this point.
Who do you play next week, and what are you going to work on in practice?
Well, we have Richmond next week at home, so for us it doesn't get a whole lot easier. You know, they're going to come in and be ready to play. They've got a great team. You know, this year Coach Bowers is going to have those guys ready, so we know it's going to be a tough task ahead for us. Really, you know, in terms of what we've got to work on, we just got to fix a few little things offensively, some minor adjustments to make there. Our tackling has got to improve. Did a lot of arm tackling tonight, gave up some big plays because of that. So that's really going to be the focus, I think, moving forward as we head into week two.
Well, Coach, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Once again, just want to say how proud we are of the guys. You know, you get down 32 points, especially late in the game. It could be real easy, you know, for your team to kind of throw in the towel and give up, and our guys never did that. I don't think that's going to happen at all this year with this. They do fight. They'll fight to the end, and we saw that tonight, and that's encouraging. Like I said, just being down 4 points at halftime, quick turnover in the second half that really kind of started things, you know, snowballing for us in terms of, you know, getting the score on the board or anything like that. So, boys hung in there. They fought hard. They never gave up. As coaches, you can work with that. I mean, that gives you a lot of optimism throughout the rest of the year. So despite tonight's outcome, we're optimistic we're still going to have a real good season.
Well, that was Coach Boswell of Lawson. They fell to Maryville tonight, 32-0. We'll have more on the KMZU fifth quarter show.